I lived in Ontario for 53 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely home. Alberta's my place of residence right now, right. But it's not home.
Right, yeah.
I still always talk about Ontario.
Right.
I actually made the slip the other day when I was in Edmonton. I was talking to somebody, I went to Avonmore, Ontario. I have more congregation in Ontario. Or I mean Avonmore, Edmonton. So,
oops.
Oops is right.
That'd be okay.
The West doesn't appreciate the East's arrogance very well. I don't know how to describe a house. My father built it.
Mm-hmm.
So I always lived in it.
Right.
It was basement, which was finished.
Mm-hmm.
It the vintage of the house was we had an old coal stove. So we every Saturday, my job was to help fill up the coal furnace. I had to shovel coal from the coal bin into the furnace and
mm-hmm.
Take the clinkers out of the furnace. And so I was growing up. That's one thing I do remember about that. And so it was the basement with the fireplace in it. And then with the upstairs, we had kitchen, dining room, which were two different rooms,
mm-hmm.
living room. And then upstairs were three bedrooms, I guess. Two bathrooms in the place. It was home. It's comfortable.
Right.
Went to Barclay in Ontario
mm-hmm.
and got my canoe qualifications. Haven't renewed them for a dog's age, but it's fun. I love it. Mary and I often go canoeing. Actually, the way we canoe now, the way we enjoy it is just to paddle out. We'll go in the lake. She lives in Port Elgin. Her family does. So we paddle about a mile out into the lake and just sit in the bottom of the canoe and just let the swell of the water. We'll read a book, fall asleep. Just anybody going by in a motorboat will think it's an abandoned canoe out there. But seriously, we'll paddle 20 minutes straight out in the lake on a calm day and just that nice gentle swell. And just next take 2 hours just to come into shore and then paddle back out again. And
yeah.
It's just, that's heaven.